In John chapter 8 and verse 12, He said, "Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. And he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." If we look in the background of this text, we go back to John 7 and verse 37. We have the Feast of the Tabernacles. At the end of this feast, Jewish tradition has it that they light an array of candelabras in the court of the temple. And the rabbis who participated in this feast would have danced around these candelabras. Both the candelabras and the dancing create a spectacle for those who attend the feast. And more than likely, Jesus used this occasion as a teachable moment on this particular subject, light. John records several statements which Jesus begins with, "I am." And these statements, these words give us an insight into who Jesus was and his relationship with both God and man. We learn more about how we need to live our lives from looking into the life of Christ. We learn more about who God is by also looking at these statements. These "I am" claims that Jesus made are exclusive in nature. It is not merely one or two statements that were made, but several. Each of these statements is exclusive. When Jesus says, "I am the bread of life," that excludes all other bread. When Jesus says, "I am the light of the world," that excludes all other light. And if anyone wants to be saved today, they must be saved through Jesus. Acts 4 and verse 12, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved." Within this statement, "I am the light of the world," we find the character of light. Light is bright and light is obvious. When you see light, you don't need any additional information. I never had to teach my children what light was. It is that obvious. No dig, Katie. You know it is light. No one has to tell you. You just know it. Jesus, as the light of the world, is bright and it is obvious. In Hebrews 1 and verse 3, the Hebrew writer said that Jesus was the brightness of God's glory. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6, Paul said that "for God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shines in our heart to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." If you are honest and you sit down and you really look at life and the teachings of Christ, you cannot help but come to the same conclusion as the Roman centurion in Matthew 27, verse 54. That verse says, "Now the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus, when they saw the earthquakes and the things that were done, they feared exceedingly, saying, truly this was the Son of God." There was no doubt in their mind that this light was obvious. Our source and the source of light is known. When there is light in the room, it's not very hard to find the source of that light. You know, even the blind knows what the sun is. The works that Jesus did made his source obvious. You look in John 3 and verse 2, you look at the confession of Nicodemus. "And the same came to Jesus by night, and he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God. No man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him." In John 9 and verses 30 and 33, we have the confession of the healed blind man. And when he was before the Pharisees, he answered them, and he said unto them, Why herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is? And yet he hath opened my eyes. Now we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. And since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. And even Jesus in John 10, in verses 36 through 38, he said, Say ye of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemed? Because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe me not, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. The source of this light should be obvious as well. It is virtually unlimited. Light can shine a great distance. I'm not sure with the pollution that we have today, but many people don't realize that the light of a single candle can be seen from 20 miles away. The light of the stars travels hundreds of millions of miles, and yet we can see them. Even when you try to block the light with something, it can go through it or it can go around it. The only thing that can block light is something hard and thick and solid. The light of Jesus is unlimited if we let it have its free course. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews 7, verse 25, he says, Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. Brethren, if we make the decision to come to Jesus, there is nothing that can impede us. Notice that those who committed themselves wholly to Jesus can do all things through Christ, Philippians 4:17. In Romans 8, in verses 35 through 39, Paul writes here, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, For my sake we are all killed the day long. We are accounted as sheep to the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, not height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I think those verses cover just about anything that we can come against in this world. So what can stop the light from entering our hearts? Remember, to block light, you must have something that is impenetrable. So we can make our hearts just like this. We can make it so impenetrable that God's light cannot penetrate our lives. We see this in Matthew 13 and verse 15. Where Jesus, he said to the Pharisees here, For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should hear them. How many of us have tried to talk to other folks about the gospel and they've hardened their hearts? They don't want to believe what you have to say. That's your interpretation. The Bible doesn't say that. I don't believe the Bible says that. See, they're no different than the Pharisees. They've put up that impenetrable barrier to open their eyes to the light of God. In Hebrews 3 and verse 15, the Hebrew writer exhorts us. He said, "Today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in provocation." If we harden our hearts, that's when we will receive the wrath and the judgment of God. Paul, Romans 2 and verse 5, he said, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." The action of light dispels darkness. There is no such thing as the presence of darkness. Darkness is just the absence of light. When we turn on the light, the darkness disappears. John 1 and verse 5, it says, "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." In John 3 and verses 19 through 20, Jesus said, "And this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved." And yes, light reproves darkness. Jesus' teaching approves that which is right and reproves that which is wrong. Light illuminates objects. It illuminates both the good and the bad. You turn on the light to see what is there. I'm sure everyone here has stumped their toe in the middle of the night. Have you ever wondered whether there was in the darkness a pathway for you to walk? Have you ever been out in the woods at night without a flashlight and you're trying to find a pathway? Most of the time we try to make our own. The 109th Psalm in verse 5, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." It is there so that we can see both things that get in our way and see the clear path itself. Jesus in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5 and verses 15 and 16, he said, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house." See, we need light to see the objects. Paul in Ephesians 5 and verse 13. He said, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whosoever doth make manifest is light." See, Jesus did illuminate both the good and the bad in his life. 1976, I went to Chanute, Illinois for advanced rescue training, and we had a search and rescue portion of our training, and they took an old building that had underground tunnels where they liquefied oxygen. Those were our search tunnels. And while the tunnels were opened, the way they taped off our mask, you couldn't see anything. They used canvas, and then on the back side of that canvas was some rubber that was cemented fast to it. So absolutely no light could get in. And you paired up with another individual, and they had two 150-pound dummies in those tunnels that you had to find. Now, everybody that was watching you could see you perfectly clear. It was that bright. They had taken all of the covers off of those tunnels. You were on your hands and knees. You didn't know if you were coming to a depression. Oftentimes you climbed over a pipe and dropped into a pit and had to climb out of the pit. You come to an opening and you had no choice. You had to follow the opening. And you did so until you came to the first victim. And then you had to pull him back out the same way you came in. And hopefully you remembered how you came in. And then you had to go get the second victim. And you had 30 minutes of air to breathe. If you're claustrophobic, darkness is a horrible thing. Paul in Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he says, awake thou that sleeps, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. How many people today are walking in darkness? They're stumbling around in life, trying to get a foothold in life, and they're constantly tripping and falling. In John 9:39, Jesus said, for judgment I am come into the world, that they which see might not see, and that they which might be made blind. Do you have a spiritual sight? If you don't, Jesus gives it. Jesus is the light of the world. And it is a light that's available to the whole world. In John 1 and verses 7 through 9, it's speaking here of John the Baptizer, who came to bear witness of the true light. And that, of course, was Jesus. He came to lead the path. In John 9 and verse 5, Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You see, and even though Jesus has died and been risen, he is still that light. It is still here. John 12 and verse 46, he said, I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And Jesus extends that light to the whole world. And while we are not that light, we as Christians are reflectors of that light. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5, he says that Christians are the children of light. In Philippians 2 and verse 15, it says that we shine as lights in the world. In Matthew 5 and verse 15, it reminds us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works. It is Jesus who wants us to follow his example. That we must be mindful, my friends, that we will be held accountable to this light. In order to judge something, you need light. Our son's last football game. We didn't particularly like the officiating, but I don't know whoever does when the other team is winning. But our son had sent Katie and I a picture from the films. And you could see the guy going for the touchdown, and he was that far from the goal line. You couldn't see his hand with the ball, but you could see the shadow. And there was space between the ball and the player's shadow. And he wasn't even over the finish line yet. It was the light on the back side of that player that illuminated the play. Our son's team would have won the game. Light, Jesus' light, is illuminating. In Ephesians 5 and verse 8, Paul said, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. And then he commands, walk as children of light. Yes, we will be judged by the words of Christ. He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the latter days. John 12, verse 48. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. What will you do with the light of Christ today? Will you recognize the character of that light? Will you undergo the action of this light in your life? Will you extend the light of Christ further in the world today? If you are a Christian and you have fallen away, you cannot walk with Christ except you walk in the light. We ask that you come back to the light today. If you're not a biblical Christian today, sadly and truly, you are in darkness. Don't harden your heart to make your life impenetrable to the light. Hear the word. Believe that word. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ as the Son of God and be baptized for the remission of your sins. If any has a need this evening, won't you come as together we stand and we sing.